Hello, Celtic Tree.
Hi, is this Connell?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mr. Breslin. It's Paul from Local Splash. Happy Tuesday. How's your day going so far?
Good. Are you on a mobile phone?
No, I am not. Do you need me to give you a call back, or?
No. I just need you. If you have a mobile phone, I need you to log into CelticTreeService.com. I want to show you something on my website, you know?
Okay.
And you'll understand, because I think there's something wrong with the website that I think needs to be fixed.
I've got your website in front of me, though.
Yeah, but you need on a mobile phone to understand what I'm talking about.
Okay, let me grab my phone. So you're talking about the call to action, at least that's what Catherine was saying, right? And we have talked about this before when we talked to you.
Yeah, and we did talk about this, but
right.
I want to show you what it is so you understand what I'm seeing, you know, if I'm looking at it. Through my eyes and through my own frustration with it, I found it a weakness, you know, with the site. And, you know, the previous people, they didn't really, they built it or whatever they did, I don't recall. But there's a weakness with the site, and from my point of view, I think there is. But I want you to see it and then, you know, and go from there. So, if we open up the site and see if I can find it here. Okay, so I'm looking at the site. Do you see Celtic Tree and Landscape, beautiful yard, this spring scheduled tree service? You see that?
Right, yeah.
Okay, well. Okay, so this is weird because that's not what I've seen earlier. I'm looking at two different.
So when I'm on, and I'm looking at it in two different places. I'm looking at your website on my desktop and also on my cell phone. Now on the desktop, it's got what is really a call to action. I mean, it says call us today, and then it's got your phone number. On a mobile device, it just has a phone icon in basically that same place where it is listed on your website. And if I tap on my phone and on that little phone icon, it gives me the either cancel or to tap on call, and then it's got the 203-374-1511 number. So, technically, you've got a call to action on your website, and on a mobile device, it's got even a click to call feature already embedded in it.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Let me speak. I'm looking at my site here. It says beautiful yard this spring, schedule professional tree services. You see?
Right.
And then it says contact us, and this is in white writing. It's in white, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so if you tap on the contact us button, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the next page is contact us. It's in white, just below. You have Celtic Tree and Landscape LLC. Then you have contact us. Then you have location, and then you have a phone number with a phone there. Which technically you tap on it, and that when you tap on that phone, it should be a call to action like the one that's on the top left hand corner. Both should be the same, correct? And one of them's not working.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But if you tap the phone number below it, where it says it's got the phone icon, then it says phone number in green, and then it says call us today, and then it's got the phone number in green. That's what I'm seeing on my mobile device. If you tap on
number. It doesn't happen with me. It doesn't work for me.
Okay. So I tap on the phone. It says this website has been blocked from automatically starting a call. You can ignore it or you can allow the call.
Well, I don't see that in my... I tap on this. I get nothing.
Okay. Are you still working with the people that built your site?
Yeah, I'm still
you're
working
still,
with them.
You're still paying. You're paying for hosting or paying for any updates and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I, you know, it's
You still have to pay for hosting. I do see what you're saying. I do see what you're saying. It's pretty deeply embedded in the site. It is something that they should take care of, and I do understand your concern for it. There are a couple of easy things that a person who is actually trying to contact you can do to avoid that. By the time that they're that far into it, they're trying to contact you.
You're in marketing, and listen, when you're dealing with customers, if there's any distraction, gone. Why would they even mess with you? Just go somewhere else.
I hear what you're saying, but I mean, from a consumer standpoint, if I were trying to call you, I would keep clicking where it says click to allow the call, or I would have at that point probably clicked on the other option that I saw before I got to that far. But the point of it is this: what Catherine told you is correct. We can either build you a completely new website that we actually have access to, because we can't get into your website and make that change. Your web developer, the one that you're still paying for hosting, for hopefully I would say updating and maintenance, you'd have to either go through them to have them fix your existing website, or we can build a new website for you. We don't have access to make changes to your website.
Okay. So then I'll have to deal with that some other way.
You would unfortunately have to deal directly with them. I like your website. Other than that, I mean, we could build a new website for you. It would take us like 3 weeks. I don't want the downtime for you. But the other thing too, like I said, when I'm on my smartphone, there's a number of other ways that I can instantly click to call you without even going through that hassle and frustration. I probably wouldn't even get to that contact form because there's, you know, the phone worked on the other page. And if I did get through here, the next thing I would do would be to click the allow the call. It gave me anyway the option of ignoring the call or clicking at that point to allow the phone call to happen. The other thing too, and I know that this isn't what you want, but your phone number is easily displayed, and a lot of people are still able to type in the phone number and then call you directly. But I would definitely give those guys a call, let them know exactly what you told me. I do see what you're seeing. I do see what you're seeing, and walk them through it the same way that you did me, you know, and maybe it's just because my phone gave me that extra option to either ignore the call or to allow the call that you're not seeing on your end, but let them be aware of your concern, for sure.
I was focused on the center of the screen, so I would hit the call, the contact, and it forces me into the center of the screen again, which is being the phone, it forces me right to the center again, even though there's a top left-hand corner on either side.
Right.
Where you can, it's just that your focus is focused to the center, because that's where it's directing you to. And then it's not working.
I hear what you're saying. The phone in the left-hand corner, that's always there. No matter what screen that I'm on, what page or tab on your website, that phone in the upper left-hand corner is always there, and it always does work. The one on the contact form is the one that doesn't work, but then again, if you click on the number below it, you can call it. I did it just now.
You can't tap on 374-1511 and it doesn't pop from the bottom up. I would have to type it in.
Okay. I'm on an iPhone, and I hear what you're saying. The phone icon in the middle of the page does, you can't click on it. It doesn't do anything when you tap it. But the number below it, I click on it and it gives me the option to call or cancel. I did just click on the call and it started to go through.
But it doesn't do that with me.
Interesting.
That's the point. Okay. It doesn't do that with me.
It shouldn't even get to that point. That phone icon right there either needs to be removed because it's misleading. Yeah. And, I mean, they can just get rid of the non-functional phone icon above where it says phone number. And that would, you know, obviously direct people more a little bit towards, the working one that's up in the left-hand corner. Or they should also make it work. For sure.
Yeah.
But yeah. Give them a call. Let them know what your concerns are. They are valid concerns. You want to make it as easy as possible for people to navigate your site. Other than that, though, it's a very well-made site, and it's a functional site. That phone icon in the upper left-hand corner is there on every tab and every page, and it always does work. It's just that one on the contact form, unfortunately, that is, you know,
the one on the center of your vision. I seen that phone number before I seen anything else, and I kept clicking on it.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of
if they can make that little phone icon above where it says phone number, if they can make that function the same way that the one in the upper left-hand corner does, they should do that. If they can't do that, it should just be removed completely. And then, you know, that phone number, like I said, when I clicked on it, it did give me the opportunity to call it the same as if I click on the upper phone. So, there's a couple of little functionality issues there, but I mean, they can fix that. They should be able to fix that on their end. On our end, our job would be to make it easier for people to find this website in the first place.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. As long as I understand that, that's all I need to know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If we're going to do this, I wanted to have the best possible.
Oh, of course. You want the best outcome. You want the best outcome. But I mean, obviously, you know, the only thing that we can do on our end is, of course, to get your company and a website onto that first page. I think that working with your existing website is the best way to go. Like I said, we can build a new website for you, but unfortunately can't get in and make that change that you're requesting on your existing website. The guys that built that site and that you're paying for hosting and maintenance, they'll be the ones to fix that for you.
Okay, fine. All right. I'll deal with it.
All right, Mr. Breslin. Pleasure speaking with you again. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Take care. Bye-bye.